Okay, let's get cracking. We are beginning Maseches Demai today. Very excited for that. Today we're going to be learning Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. But first, a few points of introduction to Maseches Demai. First of all, as we mentioned a little bit previously, whenever we have crops or produce from the fields and so on, there's an obligation to separate trumos and maestros, different gifts for the Kohanim, for the Levium, for the poor, different things that were meant to separate for others, ultimately to show that as much effort as we put into growing these crops, to cultivating these crops, everything at the end of the day belongs to Hashem, and therefore we don't keep all of it, we give some of it away to others. It is an Isser D'Oraisa, it's a Torah prohibition to eat fruits, to eat produce that where Trumos and Maestros were not separated. That's called Tevel. Tevel is your chai of Misa, you get the death penalty for eating produce that was not where Trumos and Maestros were not separated. But now the situation that we're going to be dealing with isn't Tevel, which is an Isser D'Oraisa, but it's going to be Demai. Demai is a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a rabbinic decree that was actually enacted by Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Sota. And Rabbi Yochanan basically sent out all of his messengers throughout the country, throughout Eretz Yisrael, and they saw certain types of people were keeping Trumos and Maestros, were separating Trumos and Maestros, and certain people were not. The people who were sometimes not were known, as we discussed a little bit in Maseches Peah, were referred to as the Amei Haaretz, unlearned people, people who weren't so knowledgeable. Actually, when it came to Truma Gedola, which was separated for the Kohanim, they actually, even the Amei Haaretz, even the unlearned people, were separating for the Kohanim, but the other Maestros, they were not separating. So Rabbi Yochanan the Kohen Gadol established that even Demai, even that whenever you buy any produce, any crops from an Am Haaretz, from an unlearned person, such a person, you must separate Demai. That's a little bit different than separating regular Trumas and Maestros, which we'll discuss as we learn Maseches Demai. Interestingly, the Rambam writes that the reason why Maseches Demai actually appears after Maseches Peah is because this, the Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Peah will teach us that poor people can actually eat Demai. In Maseches Peah, we were discussing various gifts that were given to the poor, and Demai is one of the kulos, one of the exceptions to Demai, is that poor people actually have the ability to eat Demai, even though normal people can't. The Isser D'Rabbanan, the rabbinic prohibition, does not apply to poor people. Our first Mishnah here in Maseches Demai is not going to tell us what is Demai, is not going to teach us halachos of Demai, but rather it's going to teach us the exceptions to Maseches Demai, situations, different types of crops, that if you purchase them from an Am Haaretz, that if you purchase them from an unlearned person, then you do not need to separate Demai, and you would be able to eat these various crops, these various types of plants, without separating anything further. Says the Mishnah, Hakalin Shebidimai. These are the exceptions, the leniencies, the times when we're not so strict when it comes to Demai. Why are we not so strict? So there's a little bit of a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, but it seems to be either because these are produce that are really not so important. They're very low quality fruits, very low quality types of plants, and therefore we don't include them in halachos of Demai. Alternatively, another opinion in the Yerushalmi is that because these are such low quality produce, such low quality crops, they're typically hefker, they're typically ownerless, and therefore if they're ownerless, like we learned in Maseches Peah, hefker, ownerless crops are not obligated in Trumas and Maestros anyway. Anything that was hefker, you don't have to separate anyway from, so there's no question that you would be able to eat them from the Am Haaretz. Says the Mishnah, Hashisin, which were like a type of wild figs. There are going to be a lot of different types of fruits in this Mishnah, of produce in this Mishnah. We're going to translate them, you know, some a little bit not so precisely. It's really not that important for our purposes what each type of fruit is. But the point is that these are all very insignificant, unimportant types of produce. Shisin are like types of wild figs before they're ripened. Rimin are like these small yellow berries. Again, we don't have to really focus on what they are. The ha'uzardin are like these tiny little apples. Uvenos suach are like another type of low-quality fig. Uvenos shikma are like these types of figs that were planted alongside and together with a chestnut tree. Vinovlos hatimara are a type of very low-quality dates that are also before they ripened. V'hagufnen, grapes before they ripened. V'hanitzpa, and like these dark green edible flower buds that were typically known as capers, but again, all very low quality type of produce. Now, all of these types of produce were considered very unimportant hefker in the Galil. The Galil is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, these would be hefker, these would be unimportant, and therefore the halacha of demai would not apply to them. You would be able to eat them from an ama aretz, from an unlearned person. However, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, which was known as Yehuda, right? A lot of times you refer to the Yehuda and the Shomron, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, these were important, these were in Hefker, and therefore the halacha of demai in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael would apply to them. But now we're going to transition into our mission to discussing Yehuda. And in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, ha'og, which is like a sumac, which is like these small red berries, or chometz, like a low quality vinegar, v'chometz shebi Yehuda, which was the low quality vinegar of a Yehuda of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, v'ha'kuzbar, and coriander, also a different type of plant, a different type of a crop that was planted. These types of produce that were found in Yehuda were hefker, were unimportant in Yehuda, and therefore the halacha of demai would not apply to them. However, they were important, they were not necessarily hefker in the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. So we see that depending on where you were in Eretz Yisrael, certain crops were important, certain crops were less important, certain crops were hefker, certain crops were not hefker. But the most important thing for us to know is that if there's a crop, if there's a type of a fruit that was important, that was not important, or that was considered to be hefker, that was considered to be ownerless, then those types of crops would not be included in the halacha of demai. Finishes off the Mishnah with a bunch of also different types of exceptions to the rule of demai, but again, we're not really going to translate so much in terms of understanding what the types of crops were. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hashisin peturin, all of the shisin, again, shisin we said were like wild figs, all the wild figs that aren't ripe, they are potter, they are exempt from the laws of demai, chutz mishel dufra, but not a dufra, which is also a special type of fig, which was important, which wasn't hefker. Kol harimin peturin, like we said, rimin are like these small yellow berries, so all of these small berries, they're potter, like we said in the Mishnah, chutz mi rimei shikmon, except for the rimei shikmon, again, a certain type of berry that was important, therefore the halacha of demai would apply to them. Called benos shikma peturos, all of the benos shikma, again, a certain type of fig cross the chestnut tree, but all of those benos shikma are potter, are not included in demai, are exempt from demai, chutz min ha mustafos, except for the mustafos, which are like also like a, type of a more developed, more ripe type of a crop, and therefore the halacha of demai would apply to that. But again, the main point of this Mishnah is that if there was a crop, if there was a produce, if there was a fruit that was unimportant, that was considered to be hefker, then the halacha of demai would not apply to it, and you would be able to buy it from an ama aretz, from an unlearned person, and you wouldn't have to separate from that. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And the Mishnah is going to teach us eight different halachos that apply to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a type of Maaser that is typically given. Sorry, Maaser Sheni is basically a tenth of various crops that are given during the first, second, fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah year. We'll learn that in Maseches Maaser Sheni, exactly what's given, when's it given, how's it given, and so on. But there are eight halachos that this Mishnah is going to teach us about Maaser Sheni that do not apply to demai. These halachos would not apply to any sort of any produce purchased from an ama aretz, from an unlearned person, or we're not sure if the Maaser Sheni was taken from. It says the Mishnah, and some of these we already learned in Maseches Peah, Hademai ein lo chomesh, that when it comes to demai ein lo chomesh, even though normally when it comes to Maaser Sheni, when you're redeeming it to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, that's what happens with Maaser Sheni, you have to bring that produce to Eretz Yisrael, but the halacha is that you're allowed, you don't only have to, if it's a big amount of crops, you don't have to schlep it, you can redeem it. You could redeem it with money where you are, bring that money to Yerushalayim, and then eat something in Yerushalayim with that money. But when you redeem it, the halacha is Maaser Sheni, you have to add a chomesh, you have to add a fifth to that, and therefore But says the Mishnah, Hadamai ein lo chomish, that halacha of Ma'aser Sheni does not apply to Demai. If you redeem Demai to bring it to Eretz, to Yerushalayim, if you redeem Demai to bring it to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, you do not have to add a fifth to that. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'ein lo bir, and you wouldn't have to destroy it. Right? The halacha is, again, like we learned in Maseches Peah, that on Erev Pesach, and during the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, they would typically burn any maestros, any tithes, anything that was not given to where it needed to be given to, they would be burnt on Erev Pesach and destroyed on Erev Pesach. That halacha does not apply to Demai. Says the Mishnah, V'ne'acha la'onein. Normally, Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten by an onein. Now, what's an onein? So that typically we, in our world, colloquially, we refer to an onein as someone who's a relative, whose immediate relative just passed away, but it's before the kvura, it's before the burial. That person's pater in all mitzvos, like we learned in Maseches Brachos. Such a person is not obligated to do any mitzvos. However, the Mishnah here is really referring to someone on the first day of the death of the person's relative. The relative passed away that day, even if the person was already buried. Typically an onin, someone whose relative was buried, but it's still that day of the patira, of the death, he would not be allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni, but v'ne'acha la'onin, but he would be able to eat Demai. Again, these are all exceptions where there's a halacha by Ma'aser Sheni that does not apply to redeeming Demai of Ma'aser Sheni. V'nichnas li'Yerushalayim v'yotze. And even though normally fruits of Ma'aser Sheni that were brought to Yerushalayim may not leave Yerushalayim, fruits of Demai that were brought to Yerushalayim may leave Yerushalayim. Abdin esmiuto bidrachim. And even though normally when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to destroy any amount of it, you have to keep all of it, you have to maintain all of it for getting to Yerushalayim on the way. A lot of times it's so much, even if you don't redeem it, so it's a lot. So you're not allowed to destroy any of it, you have to make sure that all of it gets to Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Demai of Ma'aser Sheni, you can allow a little bit, a small amount of grogros, small amount of the Ma'aser Sheni to become destroyed. V'nosno la'am ha'aretz v'yochal kenegdo, and you may give the Demai to an am ha'aretz, to an unlearned person, and v'yochal kenegdo, and but you must eat the amount that you give to him in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So normally Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten. You cannot allow an am ha'aretz to eat Ma'aser Sheni, and the reason for that is because typically, an Am Ha'aretz, an unlearned person, is Tameh, and you're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni when you are Tameh. But when it comes to Demai, you are allowed to give it to an Am Ha'aretz, and you're allowed to have him eat it. But, once again, V'yochal Kenegdo, you must eat the amount that you give to him in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Continues the Mishnah, U'mechalalim oso kesef al kesef. So normally the halacha is, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, that you're not allowed, let's say you redeem the fruit with gold coins, so you're allowed to transfer the Ma'aser Sheni from gold coins to silver coins, or from silver coins to copper coins, or from copper coins to gold coins, whatever the case may be. The coins cannot be the same as each other when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, but you may transfer it to other types, right? It's $100, so you want a $100 bill. You don't want $101 bills, and so on. You're allowed to transfer it to different types of coins. However, says our Mishnah, Machalin also Kesef al Kesef, when it comes to Demai of Ma'aser Sheni, then you may transfer silver coins to silver coins, Nechoshes al Nechoshes, copper coins to copper coins, Kesef al Nechoshes, Unechoshes al Aperos. You can transfer silver coins to copper coins, Unechoshes al Aperos, and you may separate copper coins to fruit. Normally, Once you transfer it from fruit to, you redeem fruit with coins, so you can't then redeem another set of fruits separately. But when it comes to Demayu Nechoshes al HaPeros, you would be allowed to take copper coins that have the status of Ma'aser Sheni, Unechoshes al HaPeros, and basically transfer the Ma'aser Sheni from those coins, or whether it's silver coins or gold coins, to fruits. Again, another exception to the laws of Demai. Uvilvad, however, says the Mishnah, provided that Sheyachzor v'yifda es haperos divrei Rabbi Meir. Provided, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, provided that, what do? You have to go back and you have to redeem those fruits. Sorry, there are actually different gersos, different wordings for this Mishnah. So the wording that we're going to use is v'yachzor, says Rabbi Meir, v'yachzor, v'yifdes ha'peiros. And if he wants, says Rabbi Meir, he has the ability, once he transferred from the Meiser Sheni status from the coins to the produce, he may then v'yifdes ha'peiros. He may redeem the fruits once again on other coins. V'chachamim own, but the chachamim disagree, and they say, ye'olu ha'peiros v'yochlu b'Yerushalayim. No, he wants their take. Once the status of Maaser Sheni is transferred from the coin to the produce, then the produce must be brought to Yerushalayim. He's not allowed then to take the produce and redeem them once again. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, discussed a lot of different types of crops, but the main takeaway from the Mishnah was that depending on where you are, whether you're in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael or the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, that if the crop that you have is considered to be important, is considered to be something that would not be hefker, then it is something that a demai applies to. But if it's something that's unimportant, that's hefker, then the halacha of demai would not apply to that particular crop. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis discussed a whole slew of halachos. We're not going to go into all of them now again, but a whole slew of halachos, 8 halachos to be exact, that apply to Maaser Sheni, but would not apply to Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. Right? So if someone were to purchase Maaser Sheni from an Am Haaretz, it's Demai. We don't know what the status is. We don't know if Maaser Sheni was taken from it or not. And therefore, these halachos of Maaser Sheni would not apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai. Have a great day.